tonight, Art, this, you know, when or tonight or tomorrow, whenever you get to sleep, why not simply notice that it's a dream? Wow, this is a dream. Anything could happen. See where you can take it.
Well, because it's never happened, so I don't know how, in the middle of a dream, to suddenly say, wow, I'm having a dream.
Well, you know, it is a learnable skill. Certainly, the place to start is with dream recall. You've got to increase your dream recall, which is something that you can. We believe that any normal person can do with training. It takes practice and the intention. So the first place to start is to say, I'm going to try to learn to remember my dreams, and I simply have to care about them. It sounds like you may have a busy enough life that you just haven't, you know, when you get around to bedtime, Art, you say, oh, forget anything else, I'm just sleeping. It takes some extra energy. You've got to have some focus and attention left over to go into sleep with an idea, something you want to carry out. You want to recognize that you're dreaming.
Actually, Stephen and Dominic, I must tell you, I prefer the little slice of death experience. In other words, when I go to sleep, I really prefer going to sleep. On the occasions where I have had dreams, they've been very intense. And when I awaken, I find that I actually still feel tired because I was so gosh darn busy in my dream.
Absolutely. Understood. And it, see, the trouble is when you're in a dream and you don't know it's a dream, it takes a lot more work because you're trying to do things that just don't work out. It's very common that for most people, if they're not lucid, if they don't know they're dreaming, the typical kind of emotion that goes with the dream is a kind of a general irritation or...
That's right.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. But if you realize you're dreaming while you're dreaming, you say, anything's possible. I could have any imaginable dream. Now that opens up, the limit of your imagination. Dominic, would you like to just give a sense of why you find it worth your while to have lucid dreams? What do you do with them?
Sure. Before I go there, though, I might like to ask Art, you know, during the day, do you ever reflect on the fact that you're awake? I would guess. I'm going to put the answer out there that very few of us do.
I really don't. I mean, I'm very much aware of the fact that I'm awake, but I don't spend time
thinking about it. Right?
Thinking about it, no.
Yeah, so part of the beginning, I think, of the lucid dreaming exercise or practice is to become aware of what you're doing, whether it be awake or in a dream, and to reflect on it. So, you know, if we don't, during the day, occasionally step back and say, am I awake? Right? Do that reflective check. It's habitual not to actually say, you know, am I dreaming and is this really a dream? So part of the long-term practice is to do a double take once in a while and make sure that you are where you think you are. Because in the dream world, it's exactly the same. It's very hard to discriminate the difference between being awake and being asleep. Now, to answer the question that Stephen put out there, why do I like to lucid dream? Well, the first one is for the pure pleasure of it, to be able to do something that I always wanted to do or do something that I've done again, sort of like going into the Star Trek holodeck and dialing in just about an experience that I'd like to have.
So you two are kind of claiming that you can, once you're able to lucid dream, recognize the fact that you actually are dreaming, you can become the director and the script writer of your own dream.
Or if a script is presented, you can act within the script and make the choices, the conscious choices that you want to make in the scenes presented. And I'd say that's probably the more common version of a lucid dream, one where you go with the dream, you go with the flow, but you make decisions as to what you want to do with what the director behind you, the subconscious, is bringing forward.
Huh. So you're not claiming you're totally in control?
No, I'm saying you have two choices. One is, and the easier one is, a dream is presented. You realize that you're in the dream. You're lucid. You're riding your bicycle down the street, and all of a sudden it's sort of flying. Now, what would you like to do? Fly somewhere? So the dream has been presented to you, and you've decided to course correct, start writing the script, if you will, on your own.
Well, that is being the director of your own dream.
It is something like that, Art. It's think about it. Are you completely in control of everything that happens in your waking life? Well, not really. It's more that you can respond flexibly to what comes your way and you make the best of it. In the dream state, it's very similar because your unconscious mind is always interacting with you no matter how lucid you are. You can't decide everything, and you wouldn't really want to. It's more like you find yourself in a completely vivid fantasy world that mostly runs itself, but then you can say, here, I've got choices. For example, people often start out in nightmares. There's some anxiety, something's frightening them. They're trying to escape from their anxieties, but they can then recognize that in the dream they can't hurt them. They can turn around, face their fears, work through it, befriend their inner monsters somehow, and it ends up that you wake up feeling much better than you would have otherwise. So it's really? As Dominic said, that it's because the first reason for doing it is it feels good, it's fun, it's exciting. It's sort of the poor man's Tahiti, where you can go on your vacation on a night, if you like, without any concerns of any dangers. It's really you're free to do what you decide you really want to do.
And for me, the experience the day after, as opposed to a wrestling dream that was less lucid, I generally feel an afterglow of ecstasy or energy from just having the freedom and the enjoyment of involving myself in my own world.
Oh, I can clearly see how pleasurable it could be if you could have some effect on the course of your own dreams. I guess the first step would be recognizing that you're dreaming, and I just don't have, since I've never done it, I don't have a clue how I can achieve that state. How do I do it?
Right. First, in general, it's a learnable skill, so you have to, it takes some time to develop, but the essence of it is very simple. It's remembering to do something later tonight. So, for example, you could decide, I'm going to ask about out-of-body experiences in not this segment, but the next one, right? You could set your mind to it and say, I'm going to ask, what's the connection between out-of-body experiences and lucid dreams?
So I am going to ask about that.
Okay. So, to do that, you set your intentional memory, your memory for the future, what you're going to do later. It's the same thing exactly with the dreaming. If you say, tonight when I'm dreaming, I want to notice that it's a dream. And so it's the same principle precisely. So although you've never done it before because it never occurred to you, or right. you simply haven't remembered the dreams in which you have been lucid.
You know what? You're absolutely right. For example, this is even bothersome to me. If I know that tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., which is a very early time for me, I have to get up and, take my wife to the doctor for her checkup. My body, absolutely, at the exact time that I want to wake up, will wake up after I've set alarm after alarm to make sure I get up. I don't need it. I automatically wake up, so that part works.
Your brain is still functioning when you're asleep, of course. And actually, although you're not remembering it, you are conscious, for several hours during the night when you're having all kinds of extraordinary adventures, some of which maybe, of course, as you wake up from and find it even disturbing. But you're conscious during that period of time. And most people, when they do remember a dream every couple of days, say, yeah, there I was having whatever the unusual experience was. The fact that dreams are somewhat different in terms of content, what goes on in them, they change more than the waking state, the way you can tell that it's a dream, when impossible things happen. Now, I suspect for Art Bell, it's harder to distinguish what's going to be an impossible thing. The example I gave of there comes a flying saucer, well, or maybe it's not a dream. Who knows? But you've got to learn to ask the question, how do I know whether I'm dreaming or not? Then there are methods, for example, looking at a digital watch, looking away, looking back again. This rechecking time or rereading changes in a dream. So if you were dreaming, it would change when you looked back at your watch the second time. It wouldn't be just a few seconds later. It wouldn't even say anything like it. It would tell you that you're dreaming now.